أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 61, Al-Saff. Title: The expression Al-Saff occurs in the fourth verse of this surah, hence its title. Period of revelation. There is no authentic report to indicate the date of its revelation. Its contents suggest that it was sent down in a period close to the Battle of Uhud, for it contains some allusions to the conditions prevailing then. Subject matter and themes. This surah exhorts Muslims to be sincere to their faith and to lay down their lives in Allah's cause. It addresses those weak in faith and also the false claimants to faith. Some verses are directed at everyone, while some are specific to hypocrites. Some verses address sincere Muslims alone. The context determines the addressees. At the outset, believers are told that Allah loathes those who act contrary to their word. In contrast, He loves those who rise like a wall of molten lead for the cause of truth. Verses 5 to 7 caution the Muslim community not to follow in their footsteps of the children of Israel in their response to their faith and their messenger. The children of Israel tormented the prophets Moses and Jesus, peace and blessings be upon them. Notwithstanding their recognition of the prophet Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, as the messenger of God, they kept disobeying him. Likewise, despite their witnessing the evident signs presented by the prophet Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, they kept denying him. As a result, this community has developed a perverted mind that is unable to follow divine guidance. They are not to be emulated by any other community. Verses 8 to 9 proclaim forcefully that no matter how hard the Jews, Christians, and hypocrites might try to extinguish Islam, the light of Allah, it will illuminate the entire world. Likewise, notwithstanding the polytheists' revulsion, the Prophet Muhammad's message, peace be upon him, will prevail over all other religions. Verses 12 to 13 guide the believers to the only way of success in this world and the next life. This straight way consists of believing sincerely in Allah and His Messenger and striving to conduct their lives and belongings in the way of Allah. The rewards in the hereafter will be deliverance from divine punishment, forgiveness of sins, and an eternal abode in paradise. In this world, the reward is winning Allah's help, support, and victory. Finally, believers are asked to be like the Prophet Jesus' disciples in being helpers of Allah. This will allow them the same divine support that was bestowed upon earlier believers in their fight against the unbelievers.